chaos eventually results. LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 274. This is the podcast where we're reading through the entire Bible in a year. My name is Steve Wabb, and I'm your host. Our reading today is Proverbs 28. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your goodness, and we thank you for your love. We don't deserve you, Lord, but we're thankful that you've chosen us. I ask, Lord, that as we read your word today, you teach us. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's begin. Proverbs chapter 28. The sinful run away when no one's trying to catch them, but those who are right with God have as much strength of heart as a lion. When a nation sins, it has many rulers, but with a man of understanding and much learning, it will last a long time. A poor man who makes it hard for the poor is like a heavy rain which leaves no food. Those who turn away from the law praise the sinful, but those who keep the law fight against them. Sinful men do not understand what is right and fair, but those who look to the Lord understand all things. A poor man who walks in his honor is better than a rich man who is sinful in his ways. He who keeps the law is a wise son, but a friend of men who eat too much puts his father to shame. He who gets money by being paid much for the use of it gathers it for him who will be kind to the poor. He who turns his ear away from listening to the law, even his prayer is a hated thing. He who leads good people into a sinful way will fall into his own deep hole, but good will come to those without blame. The rich man is wise in his own eyes, but the poor man who has understanding sees through him. When those who are right with God win, there is great honor, but when the sinful rule, men hide themselves. It will not go well for the man who hides his sins, but he who tells his sins and turns from them will be given loving pity. Happy is the man who always fears the Lord, but he who makes his heart hard will fall into trouble. A sinful ruler over poor people is like a lion making noise or a bear running to fight. A ruler who takes much from the people who have little does not have understanding. But he who hates wanting something that belongs to someone else will live a long time. A man who is loaded down with the guilt of human blood will run in fear until death. Let no one help him. He who walks without blame will be kept safe, but he who is sinful will fall all at once. He who works his land will have more than enough food, but he who wastes his time will become very poor. A faithful man will have many good things, but he who hurries to be rich will be punished for it. To show favor is not good, because a man will sin for a piece of bread. A man with a sinful eye hurries to be rich. He does not know that he will be in need. He who speaks strong words to a man will later find more favor than he who gives false respect with his tongue. He who robs his father or his mother and says, "It is not a sin," is the friend of a man who destroys. A proud man starts fights, but all will go well for the man who trusts in the Lord. He who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but he who walks in wisdom will be kept safe. He who gives to the poor will never want, but many bad things will happen to the man who shuts his eyes to the poor. When the sinful rule, men hide themselves, but when they pass away, those who do what is right become many. Beloved, I'm going to talk about verse 2, which said, "When a nation sins, it has many rulers, but with a man of understanding and much learning, it will last a long time." John Adams famously said, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." Alexis de Tocqueville is credited with saying, "In a democracy, people get the government they deserve." The first part of verse 2 that said, "When a nation sins, it has many rulers," I would paraphrase it this way. A big government is necessary when the people do not have their eyes on God. Yeah, why is that? Well, because without a standard, without a belief in an absolute morality, chaos eventually results. There's an Arabic curse which says, "May God make your sheikhs many." Yeah, that's a curse. Big government is not good. Adams also said, "Democracy, while it lasts, is more bloody than either aristocracy or monarchy. Remember, democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself. There's never a democracy that did not commit suicide." Again, that was John Adams, second president of the United States. Lest we not forget, every time the children of Israel turned away from God, he brought them great hardship until they repented. And now, beloved, I'm going to say it again. We need to pray for our nation. We need to pray for revival. We need to seek God's forgiveness and invite him back into the public square. I believe that until that happens, I don't think we can expect him to bless our nation. Daniel 2:21 says that he, God, controls the course of world events. He removes kings and sets up other kings. Yes, beloved, we have the leaders we deserve. If we want better leaders, we must seek God. What are your thoughts? I invite your comments. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow, we're going to read the book of Jonah. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.